So let's take.
So we understand the power of a video deposition, right? That's never going to come across if it's just an oral deposition. All great lawyers will tell you they will not take a deposition unless it's videotape. Otherwise, it's of no importance. So that's the key to it. So let's go to a trial. Same trial, same case, different witness. We have Dr. Smalls read on the stand in front of the jury. I'm watching this. He just writes it out for the jury. If you're selling a dangerous product that hasn't been tested in people, you ought to warn folks of that. Then he writes Thomas Smallsreed, warn or not. Smallsreed answers, well, possibly dangerous. And he commits him to saying that he would not warn people. So what has he done? He's got a bottom line message. You ought to think before all your deposition, what one sentence can I ask that witness that they've got to agree to, or if they don't agree to it, I still win because it's an outrageous proposition. So think about that, and we'll turn to our second road stop, which is, I think this is very helpful for new attorneys and also if you're experienced. I came up with this acronym, which, is it coming up yet? Which is the way I frame all my depositions. The acronym is CROSS. It goes with cross-examination. And think about this when you're trying to figure out, what in the world should I ask this witness? Every witness, you ought to go through this checklist. Can they be cross-examined on C, their credibility? Is there something about their convictions, their lack of expertise that I can cross-examine them on? R is for restrict the damaging testimony. That witness may say that your client in an employment discrimination case is the worst employee he's ever had. Okay, that's horrible. But maybe you can restrict it by just simply asking at the deposition, well, you didn't supervise my employee the entire time he was at the job. He had other supervisors who gave him good reviews. Restrict the damaging testimony. Oh, just get the witness to make an outrageous statement. That's all Mark Lanier is trying to do. He's just trying to get Ekdahl to disagree with the PowerPoint that DePue created. So what's an example of an outrageous statement? Bill Clinton, who can tell me a couple outrageous statements he made that did not have the ring of truth? I did not have sex with that woman. What was another one? I smoked, but I did not inhale. And then finally, he said it depends on what the meaning of the word is. Do you remember that? So all we're looking for is an outrageous statement. We're never going to get Bill Clinton to admit, oh, you caught me, I lied at my deposition, I'm guilty, please impeach me. Same thing for Trump. Same thing for any witness. All you're trying to do is get them to make an outrageous statement. All right, so S of cross. Let's impeach them with their prior statements, right? Prior depositions, testimony, emails, documents. Just take those to your deposition and use those to undercut their testimony, anything that's inconsistent. Finally, the last S is support your case. Almost any witness can testify to facts that they will help your case, even if it's just a small portion. Try and get them to help your case. So that's the acronym CROSS. Credibility, restrict the damaging testimony, get an outrageous statement, prior inconsistent statements, and finally, to support your case. I don't know how the time is going, so I'm going to go. I may come back to these clips of Bill. I've got some really good clips, but I want to maybe more focus on Mark Lanier and make sure we get to that. So let's talk about his techniques kind of in more detail. If you have any questions, ask me. I'd love to do it. First of all, he has this IPVO camera, which is on the screen and which I have here. They cost $199 on Amazon. He used to use an Elmo, but it's portable. It's lightweight. He takes it to every deposition. He's got the videographer like we have back there, and you just plug it in to the videographer's controls. So there's no extra expense at all. What the benefit is after the deposition, instead of kind of not even knowing what the witness has been asked about, what documents, he can edit it so the documents are right there and he splices it together with the deposition. It is very powerful, and we'll see some more examples of that. The one thing that y'all are probably the first to hear about, if you haven't heard Mark Lanier speak, is he also has the three-camera deposition. He's revolutionizing the way civil litigation is being done, and this is how he does it. Takes a little more expense, but you know, if you don't start out great, you'll never get great. There are two cameras at the deposition, one on the witness, as we all know, and then one on Mark Lanier. And the third camera is what he calls the IPVO, which is connected to the videographer. So you have to pay for a second videographer to be there to film yourself. Oh God, who wants to film themselves? We're not quite ready. We may flub up. Our pacing may not be good. Well, not Mark. I mean, this is his trial, right? So it is like a trial. He's going to be at the top of his game. And so this next clip is a demonstration of how this three-camera deposition works. And what he did was he took some testimony from a trial, verbatim, and then put these cameras together at one of his seminars to show people how a three-camera deposition works. So the background for this is the Johnson & Johnson puts out baby powder, which we've all used. Well, he has a lot of plaintiffs that if you use it over 40-year time period, women got ovarian cancer. He got a $4 billion verdict for about 20 families just last year, suing Johnson & Johnson in Missouri. So the reason that's important is he'll reference that in this recreation.